Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the overtime rules, my friends. This is something I've been warning you about. I've been telling you about it. I've been asking you questions about it. I polled you on this topic. You've responded to me. I'm going to report on those polls, on the results of that poll for what you know about overtime rules. But first, I want to set it up a little bit. As you know, the economy has been moribund now since 2008. The Obama administration did not create what happened in 2008, although his party contributed to it greatly because of the way they changed the Community Reinvestment Act in the 90s. That was really the start of all this. But Barack Obama wasn't responsible for it, no question about it. But apparently, he thinks that a perennial recovery is acceptable. And so that's the reason why we've had less than 2% growth since 2008. And so that's a recovery, folks. That's not an expansion. Expansion is 3 to 4%. We haven't had that now, and the economy's been held back. One of the reasons it's been held back is because businesses haven't been investing. Major corporations haven't been investing in the economy. Small business owners haven't been. We're not borrowing money because we don't see the opportunity. And one of the reasons that's happening is because of the regulations, the oppressive regulation regime that we've been getting out of Washington. You've been hearing me talk about this. The anti-business policies and rhetoric. One of the rhetoric pieces is we're going to raise minimum wage to $15. That's rhetoric, but it has the effect of dampening the ardor of an investor, of a large company or a small company, when we hear things like that. But now we have something real that's about to happen. This is not rhetoric. This is a policy. This is not a law, because Congress hasn't approved this. It's a regulation that's coming out of the Labor Department, the U.S. Labor Department, the President Obama's Labor Department, and it's called the overtime rules, the new overtime rules. So if you're salaried, that means that your boss can work you more than 40 hours without paying you overtime in most states in America. Not all states. California, for example, that's not the case. But in most states, that's the case. So if you make as little as $23,666 right now, then your boss can put you on salary at that rate and work you 50 hours. Well, I think that's wrong. I don't think no one should be allowed to do that. No one should be able to put a person on salary just to prevent from paying them overtime. If you put someone on salary, it should be because it's a promotion. They consider themselves to be managers, and they have opportunities for leveraged income, making a bonus or something like that. But some people are doing this. I know companies that are doing this. They're putting people who, and they're not paying them enough, and they're working too many hours. That should be stopped. But the result of the overtime rules is not going to be just to stop that. That could be handled a different way. That could be handled by itself. But instead, the overtime rules are going to make it so that this overtime rule will come between you and your employer, your employees. For example, if you have someone who is on salary, making less than $47,000, $476, someone who's making less than that on salary, and you don't want to give them a raise because you're not going to work them overtime. That's just, they're making $40,000, let's say, and you typically don't work them overtime. You don't want them to work overtime. However, you do want a shift time, or maybe even they want a shift time. You have a lot of work to do the first week of the month, not as much the last week of the month. So you say to them, how about you work 50 hours the first week and 30 hours the last week? And they say, I like that, boss. Let's do that. I think I like that. And if they accept that, then you guys have a deal and everybody's happy. Nobody's harmed, right? Under the new law, you won't be able to do that. Under the new law, only if you're paying somebody over $47,476 a year can you work them over 40 hours without paying overtime. So if your employee comes to you and says, boss, one of my parents needs me to stay with them. It's my week to stay with them the second week of the month. My siblings are watching the other weeks. I need to work 20 hours that week and make that up in other weeks of every month from now for the next foreseeable future. And you're a good guy. You're a good boss. You're a good lady. You say, okay, I'll do that. I'll be glad to do that. I'll be glad to help you out. We all do it. Most of us do it. I would do it. You would do it. Under the new rules, you won't be able to do that because you're going to have to account for every week. Flex time, I don't know what's going to, you know, the flex time that so many politicians thought was so great, I think flex time may be going away. But these are all things that are coming to pass December 1st, 2016. So we ask you in our recent poll, what do you know about the new overtime rules? 21% said you've decided that it'll be disruptive and expensive for you. One-fifth says it will be disruptive and expensive. A third of you said you've determined that it won't impact your business at all. You probably have all hourly workers. 11% of you said, I know about them, but don't know if they'll impact my business. And another third said, I don't know anything about them. So almost 45%, 44% of my respondents don't know if it's even going to hurt them. Or they don't, a third don't even know that there is a law, a new reg coming out. So that's what I'm worried about, that this is going to hit you hard. And here's another thing. I know a company that's violating this. They're abusing their people. They're abusing their people because they're not paying them overtime when they should be. And they're not paying them enough salary. But instead of giving their managers raises to this new level so they won't have to pay them overtime, they're probably going to have fewer managers, have more regional managers for their stores, and only have one manager for three or four. Say if they have one manager for four stores, you guess what that means, folks? Three managers lose their job. I'm predicting that within a year, this law, that we'll be reporting on this law, that will show how many people lost their job because of this. This is the unintended consequences. These are the kinds of unintended consequences. And coming between you and your employees, these are the kinds of unintended consequences that happens when the government goes mucking around in our businesses. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.